I'm here with U.S. Representative Mike Sondrill, and sir, how do you, in your perspective and in your experience, what would be a good practical way just to bring the love of Christ without any religiosity?
Well, in truth of advertising, I'm a former member of Congress, but we need to get the Bible back into schools, if not as a religious document, as a historical document, but we need to expose the maximum number of kids that we can to the Scripture, and we used to do that. You know, it's only been through a lot of lawsuits and that people have suddenly decided that God shouldn't be in a public square someplace. We need to make sure that he stays in the four walls of the structure, you know, the synagogue, the church, and not get out on the street someplace or get into schools or any of our organizations. So we need to get him back in our organizations and as young as possible.
Mm-hmm. And so in your, you're a businessman also, and you were talking a little bit about, you know, the trucking industry. I would like to also ask you, as far as, you know, what's your view as far as the church and the government?
Well, there's, you know, a lot of talk about the separation of church and state, and they certainly are separate. They have separate missions, and they're both necessary to the American Republic. You know, as John Adams, our second president, said, our Constitution was designed for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to govern any other. So our government, our system of government, needs the church for the moral training of its citizens. Mm-hmm. You know, the church needs the government to protect its right to exist and to carry out the gospel. They are codependent, if you will. Mm-hmm. So they are separate. They have separate missions. They got separate things that they're doing, but they can't be separated.
Amen. You just heard Mike Sondrill, former member of U.S. Congress. He's also an author of the new book called Citizenship, Government Shepherds. I encourage you to take a look at that. He has some great insights regarding the church, the state, and businesses. So, back to basics. God bless you.